And now I am joined by Charlotte Hill. Thank you for coming in, Charlotte.
Of course, my pleasure.
And Charlotte is the assistant director of music at
Port Milford
Music Camp. What's it like? I see several iterations of
the
this.
Name. The mouthful is Music at Port Milford Summer Chamber Music Academy and Festival.
Wow. Okay. I never would have gotten around that one. That's for sure. So now, for those who don't know, just a brief description of what Port Milford is.
Sure. It's a summer camp. It was started as a program for teenagers to study chamber music, so string quartets, piano trios, with mentors, with people who have been doing this their whole lives. And over time, it's developed into a bigger project, so the mentors put on concerts, so they're often visiting string quartets who will put on concerts. And then we also have other aspects of the summer school, so there's a choral day camp, and we have community choral collaborations with local community members. Okay. And we'll have pop-up concerts and,
yeah. All right. And now, I mean, the history of music at Port Milford. Mm-hmm. This, as Charlotte just told me, this is their 40th summer. But we're not going to get into that because Charlotte sat down with Sarah Moran a few days ago, and they have an entire interview, which you can hear tomorrow on the Art Scene, where they will talk all about the history of the music camp at Port Milford. Now, this music camp is not for, little Johnny would like to learn to play piano, right? These are children who are young adults who are accomplished musicians before they even come to your camp.
So it's a very welcoming community, and we make sure that people from all sorts of socioeconomic backgrounds can come, but there is an audition process. So it ends up being students from throughout North America. Even over the years, we've had some people coming from overseas to study, who have been playing either a string instrument or piano for quite a few years, but maybe haven't played specifically chamber music in the past.
Right. And now, it's not all about playing the music. There are some fun times at this. I mean, I am sure that these kids are having great fun. I know they are because I've seen them. They're great fun as they're sitting in the barn with the breezes blowing through, and they are practicing, and it's. But then they get to go swimming
and it's kind of things too. Totally.
Exactly.
Yeah, we keep it light.
and the instructors are like, music is how most of them earn their living. Correct?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they we're pretty picky with our instructors, so they are often not only incredible performers, but they also are really known as pedagogues for teaching, and they are kind people that will be able to live in on this farm with us for a few weeks.
Nice. So the kids that are there right now, they're mm-hmm. there for a 3-week period, mm-hmm. and they range in ages from
13 to 19.
All right. And now some of them are going to be performing.
Yes.
And I was sad to learn that the pop-up event that they have where they're in the streets of Picton and Wellington tomorrow. That's Saturday.
Okay.
It was going to be, but it has been canceled because of the weather.
Yes. Right, so they're predicting thunderstorms and with the air quality, unfortunately.
Right.
We're holding off.
But there are still a lot of other events going on.
There sure are. Where
people can hear the kids and also the instructors,
the mentors,
correct?
Yes.
So let's talk about that. Do you want to talk about the student concerts
first? Sure. Yeah. So all of the student concerts are free, and all of the students on campus perform in each of them. So we set them up in small ensembles. It's almost like little bands where we make sure that they're similar ages, they work together well, and they also all sing in a choir together and play in orchestra. So those are the next 3 Sundays. The next 2 will happen on campus, so you can get a sense of the place. If the weather is agreeable, we'll have it out on our deck where you can see South Bay. If not, we'll move it into the barn. And then the
that final address is 89 Colliers Road.
Yes, 89 Colliers Road, and that's at 2 p.m. And then the final concert, which is August 2nd, I believe, is at St. Mary Magdalene, also at 2 p.m.
Nice. And now, but then there are the instructors.
Yes.
And there are three concerts that they are putting on.
Yes.
One of them is this Saturday.
It sure is.
And that's going to be, where will that be?
That is also at St. Mary Magdalene.
Okay.
So the instructors' concerts, that's been one of our musical homes in the county. We love the acoustics of that space.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And everyone working there is so delightful. Yeah, and this week we're really excited. We have a new string quartet who have been touring all over Canada. They've won all sorts of awards. They're a young group called the Talia String Quartet, and they'll be playing this Saturday at 7:30.
Fantastic. And then next Saturday, there's one that you're calling Music and Art.
Yes.
Which, again, Tokai
String Quartet. Yeah, so that's, if you've been to a Port Milford concert, you probably have met the Tokai. They won the Banff competition in 2009 and have been coming to Port Milford since then. So they're, it's their musical home.
So that's July 25th at 7:30. And then the final is?
August 1st, and that is the Port Milford Chamber Players, many of whom have been a part of this organization since the beginning, which includes Marie Berard, who's the concertmaster of the Canadian Opera Company. I believe this is her 35th summer,
wow,
or something like that.
She must like it.
She likes it, yeah. And they're an ensemble that will be coming together. It's also a bit of a reunion. Some teachers who haven't come in many years will be joining for that concert.
So all right, excited. And then there's one other that we didn't mention, which is happening at Broken Stone Winery.
Yes, and that's next Thursday. That's a free pop-up, and you can get a glass of wine or some pizza at Broken Stone, and it will be a preview of the July 25th concert, so you can chat with the Tokai String Quartet and the pianist Mattel Darmani if you make it
out. Well, it sounds fantastic, and I want to restate for everybody, like, these are not amateur musicians. Even when the students are playing, they are very highly accomplished musicians. So it's a good value for your money, especially when it's free.
Totally. But, they knock our socks off every year. It's
and
amazing.
The one on July the 19th and 26th, which are actually at the camp, would be an amazing opportunity to see the camp and see what fun the kids have, etc.
Yeah.
And now, if somebody, Charlotte, is interested in this, what is your website? Where can they go get all these details?
Music@portmilford.org has all of the events, and it has tickets to the faculty concerts at St. Mary Magdalene if you want to get advanced tickets.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in and telling us all about this, and congratulations on your 40th summer.
Thank you so much.
I hope it's a very highly successful one. And so I have been speaking with Charlotte Hill, who is Assistant Director of Music at Camp Milford, Music at Port Milford. And go to their website, musicatportmilford.org, to find out all the details about the concerts. And right now we are going to hear from Roxanne McKenzie as she speaks with Sarah Kim Turner about the Prince Edward County Jazz Festival.
Hello, this is What's Happening on the Grapevine. I'm Roxanne McKenzie, and our guest today is Sarah Kim Turnbull, Artistic Director of the Jazz Festival. Welcome, Sarah Kim.
Thank you so much, Roxanne. I'm so happy to be here.
Great. And what are the dates of the Jazz Festival?
We are so excited. We're really looking forward to it. The dates are August 11th to 16th, and we've got some incredible programming throughout that whole week, as well as some workshops and some talks. It's going to be a great week of music.
Great. And how do people go about reserving tickets to the different venues? Can you talk about that?
That'd be great. You can find all the information at pecjazz.org. That includes the lineup of shows. It includes all of the ticket pricing, as well as the workshops.
Great. PEC.org.
PECJazz.org.
PECJazz.org.
You got it.
So that's the best website for the festival. And can you give us an idea about ticket prices?
Yeah, we've got the ticket prices vary. We've got lots of shows. So there are 6 main stage ticketed shows, but there's also a ton of programming throughout the community, throughout the county. It's the best part of putting on a festival in Prince Edward County is we've got a ton of wonderful venues. So we also have satellite venues. And in the ticket pricing, we've implemented youth ticket pricing. So we're really looking forward to that. So people under 25 get a discounted rate, and also kids under 12 are free.
Wow, that's wonderful. Attract that younger crowd, too.
Yeah.
Yes, and can you talk a bit about the performers you have scheduled? I understand some of the shows, like Shuffle Demons, have sold out, and Ale Nunez is sold out, but go ahead and
That's
tell
right.
us more.
Yeah, those shows at Huff Estates, they sell out very quickly, but we've got some incredible programming. I'm really looking forward to, we've got 2 shows this year at the Regent Theater. That's on Friday, August 14th, and Saturday, August 15th. On the 14th, on the Friday, we've got Jeremy Ledbetter Trio, which is he's an incredible pianist. It's really fabulous music, and he's got an amazing band, Larnell Lewis on drums and Rich Brown on the bass. And that show is going to be really fun because we've got an incredible opener, a woman named Anne Fung, who's an incredible flautist. And she does a really interesting show with an MPC, which is a sampler that was really popular in the 90s with like 90s hip hop sampling. So she uses the sampler, she plays along with it. It's going to be an incredible show. That's on Friday. And on Saturday, we've got Emily Claire Barlow coming.
Well-known name, yes.
That's right. Yeah. Who's a hometown favorite, and we're really excited about that show as well.
Wow, sounds terrific. And I understand there's going to be workshops as well. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, that's something new that we've done this year. We're really excited about that, too. The workshops are being held at the Picton Town Hall throughout the week. Again, check the website for the dates and times. But the workshops include, we've got an introduction to Brazilian samba.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's presented by Gord Sheard, who is an incredible piano player, and he's local. He's also has a PhD in ethnomusicology. So it's going to be a really interesting conversation about the role of Brazilian samba in jazz music. We also have our own board chair, Alan Weeks, doing a introduction to jazz ukulele. So that one's going to be really fun. And then the last one on Friday will be Meet Anne Fung. And that's going to be a really interesting interview also by Alan Weeks with Anne. So she can talk to us a bit about how the sampler works, about her music. So those are going to be a lot of fun, and those happen throughout the week, and they're $10 to participate, but you can check them out for free just to sit in and see how it goes.
So you can just audit them and be a spectator. That's
exactly.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
and
well
still
said.
Hear music being made, and that's great.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say I picked up a Picton Gazette, and there's a whole schedule of all the acts, the times, and the venues. So that's really a handy schedule for us older people that don't want to use our phones and laptops and stuff. You can have a hard copy of where everything is. So.
You bet. Yeah, and we'll also have programs available once the festival kicks off on August 11th.
Well, thank you, Sarah Kim. I've been speaking to you, the Artistic Director of the 2026 PEC Jazz Festival.
Thank you.
This has been What's Happening. I'm Roxanne McKenzie for The Grapevine on 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Thank you, Roxanne and Sarah Kim. Now, don't go anywhere. I will be right back with thanks and to tell you what you can look forward to on the Friday edition of the County Grapevine.